SRN News, I'm John Scott. China announces countermeasures, raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84 to 125% starting Saturday.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war by raising tariffs, even as President Donald Trump hit a pause on tariffs for other countries. A China Commerce Ministry spokesman says, announcing the countermeasure, the U.S. alternately raising abnormally high tariffs on China has become a numbers game, which has no practical economic significance and will become a joke in the history of the world economy. The ministry adds it's filing another lawsuit with the World Trade Organization on the raising of U.S. tariffs. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans approved their budget framework on Thursday. Following that narrow vote, House Speaker Johnson told reporters the House is ready to get into the next stage of the budget process.
When we return after the two-week district work period, our committees will begin to the markup process. We have our 11 committees that will get instructions for reconciliation in the House. They are ready to go. We've been working on this for many months, almost a year now, really, when we first started the effort.
The bill central to President Trump's agenda that includes tax breaks, spending cuts, and mass deportations. A firing squad set to kill a South Carolina inmate. Today's execution will be the second time in the past 5 weeks the state will have carried out an execution using that method. Mikhail Mahdi sentenced to die 20 years ago for the ambush killing of an off-duty police officer. The U.S. economy receives another glimmer of encouraging news. The Labor Department has reported its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers. It was down 0.4% from February. On Wall Street, the Dow had 385 points, the NASDAQ adding 220. This is SRN News. A Passover greeting to U.S. Jews from U.S. Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Troy Miller, who heads the National Religious Broadcasters Organization, is wishing Jews a peaceful and meaningful celebration of the week-long holiday that begins on Saturday night. Miller adds that, quote, we stand in unwavering solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people, especially remembering the hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas. Passover marks God's deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua's war on Catholics continues. Preparations for Lent and Holy Week events are underway across Latin America, but not in Nicaragua. They've been largely banned for a second year in the Central American country. President Daniel Ortega has been punishing Catholics for their opposition to his dictatorship. More than 200 Catholic leaders and laymen have been jailed or sent into exile. This is SRN News. In consumer news, as millions of shoppers know, correspondent Josh Funk reports that egg prices remain surprisingly high in the U.S., and that's drawing attention from regulators.
Egg prices are at an all-time high. The Consumer Price Index says they rose yet again last month to $6.23 per dozen. That's despite the predictions President Donald Trump has made in recent weeks and what experts were expecting. The main reason egg prices are so high is because of the ongoing bird flu outbreak. More than 168 million birds have been killed since 2022 to help limit the spread of the virus. Wholesale egg prices started to drop in the middle of March because the bird flu outbreak slowed down. But prices haven't started to decline at the grocery store as much, partly because demand remains high before Easter. The soaring egg prices have raised questions about price gouging, and the Department of Justice is investigating.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.